Tonight's shiur Simen Reish Ayin Tas Seif Hey Vav and Zayin and Simen Reish Pei Seif Hey Ner Shehidliku B'Shabbes L'Chaya U'L'Choyla, a lamp that was lit on Shabbos for a woman who is pregnant and delivering a child, or a choyla, someone who's ill. Either way, it's mutter to light this lamp on Shabbos for them. V'Yolda HaChaya, and she gives birth. V'Nisrapa HaChoyla, the person who's ill gets better. At that point, mutter l'taltaloi im kava, you can move the lamp if it's extinguished. If the flame goes out, they don't need it anymore. You're allowed to move it. V'Adin l'madlik b'Shabbos b'Shoigeg v'kava. Similarly, if someone lit a lamp on Shabbos by accident, they didn't know how late it was, they didn't think it was Shabbos yet, and then it goes out, Shemut l'taltlo, it would be allowed to be moved. Mr. Bura sefkot n'tezov mutu v'chulu. If the lamp was lit for a woman in delivery or a patient who's sick and gets better and the baby's born, you can move the lamp. Dein muksa l'chazi Shabbos, because there's no such thing as muksa for half of Shabbos. Only if it was muksa when twilight came, when Shabbos starts, then we say it's muksa for the entire Shabbos, even after it goes out. But not in a case when it was lit before Shabbos for a woman who is in labor, or for a chayla who is in sakana, shayim mutter b'tachilas haShabbos l'tat. Lo is mutter to move that lamp when Shabbos started. Lo is katzer l'kuli Shabbos, so it's not muksa for the entire Shabbos. La'achash nesrapa haChayla, after the chayla gets better, el azman shudok b'var. It's only muksa when it's actually burning. V'kol shkeinim hudluk b'Shabbos gufal tzer chavachon. Certainly, if it's lit on Shabbos for the benefit of the woman who's in labor or the chayla. To lo haya dole klal ben eshmarsh, it wasn't burning at all during twilight. Bevad lo is katzer l'kliyom, it's not muksa for the entire day. The Macharba just says the nair was lit b'Shabbos for the chayav v'chayla. My assumption is you lit it on Shabbos. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying is you could lit it erev Shabbos too, and it doesn't become muksa because during the time frame of ben eshmarsh, you could still move it around if it's necessary to move it for them. And therefore, it's not muksa. And certainly, if you lit it on Shabbos, that's not going to be muksa l'kli Shabbos. Sifkon tezayin, l'taltlom kava. So if the flame goes out, you can move it. Hanudavka l'tzerach gufo u'makomu. Now, you're going to move it. It has to be a moving because you need it for a mutter use, or you need its place. So lo adifa mishar kli shemalach l'isser. It's not going to be better than a kli shemalach l'isser. You can't move it because you want to protect it. You can't move it because you don't want to get stolen. You can move it if you need it for a permitted purpose. You can move it if you need its location. It's not a kli shemalach l'heter. It's still a kli shemalach l'isser. Sifkatan yudzayin. V'u'adin v'chulu. The same halach is true if someone lit on Shabbos b'shoigig. Hakol mitamanal. It's all for the same reason. De'enu muksa l'chasi Shabbos. There's no muksa for a half of Shabbos. She ye oser afach shekav. That should be oser even after it goes out. He lit it on b'shoigig by accident. Not the b'shoigig. We picked the case of shoigig. We don't want to discuss wicked people. U'be'emes, but the truth is, even if it was lit intentionally, it would be mutter to move it after it goes out. If you need it for itself or its place. Because it wasn't muksa when Shabbos started. So it really doesn't make a difference. The halacha, even b'mezid, it's going to be mutter. It's just that we prefer to give the case of a shogeg than the scenario of a mezid. Se'if vav. Ner shelo hidliku bo ba'osa Shabbos. If you have a lamp and you chose not to use it the Shabbos, it wasn't lit the Shabbos. Afilu hu shalcheres the mos, even if it's made of pottery and it's not very nice. Afilu hu shal neft masvich, even if it's like kerosene and it smells bad. Mutl tatlo, you still let him move it. The muksa machmas mius mutter. The muksa, because you don't like it, because it's mius, is not osir betiltel. It's mutter. Mishnah Berurah sifkad, you test mutl tatlo, you can move it. Vaftu klishmachla iser, it is a klishmachla iser. You can move it if you need its place or you want to use it for permitted use. Like we learn Simin Shin Ches. Sivkan Chaf Motor, Havi Ika Teres Kliyah, because it is a Kli. V'chazi L'chasui B'moni, you could use it to cover a container. There are various uses you can have for this. And therefore it's Motor. Again, Motor doesn't mean you can move it at will. It means you can move it, L'tzarech Gufo U'makomo. Even though maybe it's worse than other Kishmat L'Isser because it's nasty, it's charis, it smells bad, it doesn't make a difference. It's Kishmat L'Isser, it wasn't used for the Shabbos, it's not a bosses for the Shalheves, so you can move it, L'tzarech Gufo U'makomo. Be'er Halacha points out that this is talking about a nair that was used before. Dafkim Nishtarish L'Pamachas, it had to be used at least once before. You use it once, whether it's on weekday or on Shabbos, the previous week. If you never used it, I designated it for a lamp. I bought it for a lamp. I never used it. It's still a klishmach l'heter. Tazmona lav milsahi. The fact that I have a designation for this doesn't make it muksel. And you can move it even that it shouldn't get stolen, it shouldn't get lost. So it's only because it has been used in the past that it's the din of klishmach l'isser. If it's brand new, was never used yet, a brand new lamp, never used that, brand new leich, never used yet, it's not muksa yet. It's only muksa once you use it. Se'iv zayin. Menorah, candlesticks, lamp, ben gedoyla, ben katana, large or small. And he shall prokim. If it's made out of pieces that screw together, ein metatlin osa, it's muksa. You can't move it. The chashidin shema tipo v'tisparek, we're afraid it'll fall and come apart. V'yachziren, and then you put it back together again. V'nimsa oisa keli, and you make a kli. V'afilim eina shel prokim, even if it's not made out of pieces that screw together. El yesh b'charitzim saviv, but it has grooves going around it. V'doime l'shel prokim, it looks like made out of pieces. It looks like a menorah prokim. Also the tatli, also can't move it. Mr. Wilson Karn Chafaf, menorah v'chulu. This is brand new. You never used it before. So he just finished saying, if you never used the menorah before, it's a klishmach l'heter. So why can't I move it? It's a different gezeira. The gezeira is, I'm afraid it's going to fall, and you're going to put it back together again.
And b'ni b'kelim.
Sifkar l'chof beis, v'nimsa oisa kli, comes in kli. Ayin b'taz, look in the taz, v'ayin l'kamon, simen tofkof yutest of beis, and look later in simen tofkof yutest. In the taz, Esther Kasha. Fekta Taz, even though in Simen Shin Yudal, we say, and Binyan Bekalim. So what am I worried about? Shani Hacha, this is worse. Tavi Ka'oisa Kli Mechadosh. It's like making a brand new Kli. Even though there's a rule of and Binyan Bekalim and Stur Bekalim, if you make a new Kli, that's like awesome. And this is clarified later on in Shin Yudal. So the Taz, right away, before is this Kasha. That to screw it together, we look as if you're making a brand new Kli, and therefore we are worried about Binyan Bekalim. V'imdarka liyos rafui. Now, if this menorah shel prokim is never tightly connected, shari, then it'll be okay to move it. We'll have it later in Siman Shinu Gimel. The problem is only when you make it tight. Look later right concerning cups that are screwed together to make the cup. That is made out of pieces that screw together. Also lechav and b'shabbos, you can't put them together in Shabbos. Afal pikin mutal tatala, but you can move them because it's not similar to menorah, because the menorah is the derech will fall apart and the kos is not. Basically, the menorah the people take apart put together all the time. The cup they don't take apart put together all the time. And meila look right over there by kos or shal prokim that they were not machmer on tiltu. Sifgan chav gimel v'daima v'chulu, even if it's not prokim. But it has charitzim, it has grooves, and it looks like prokim, you can't carry it. Mishum de michlef b'shal prokim, it's a Gemara sign. People confuse it with the one that's made out of two pieces. V'dan, you should know. Based on what we clarify here. Also the taltel ne'er shalonu. You cannot move our lamps, or our candlesticks, or current leichter, we call it leichter. Even if they're never used, brand new. Tahari hema sum shal prokim, it's made out of pieces that screw together. When we say you can move a menorah, that's because it was never made out of pieces. One solid piece. A solid piece, one piece, not a problem. The problem is when it's several pieces screwed together. And I've seen some of these. The base is separate, it screws onto the stem is screwed onto the things. So if it's one that screws together, that's taka muksa, even if it was never used, a special gezerah, they're afraid to come to putting together on Shabbos. Simen resh pei. Tashmish hamita b'Shabbos. The halachas of tashmish hamita on Shabbos, if aleph. Tashmish hamita mitanuge Shabbos hu. Intimacy on Shabbos is considered one of the things that's oinig Shabbos. It's from the tainig of Shabbos. Lefigach oinis tamid chacham habriim midal Shabbos l'il Shabbos. And therefore, the time that a Talmid Chacham spends with his wife, if he's healthy, will be Friday night to Friday night. Mishdabura sefkan aleph oinas v'chulu. V'yazar l'kayim onaso. It's important to fulfill his requirement of spending time with his wife. This is one of the chiyuvim of a husband to his wife. It's in the ksuba too. It's a pasuk chumash. Mitzvah lechol shum be'erev Shabbos o b'leil Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to eat garlic either Friday afternoon or Friday night. V'adin sha'ar dvarm ha'marvim zera, or anything else that will increase his zera. Ayin simen tuf reish ches. We talk about in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, you shouldn't eat these things. So by Friday night or Erev Shabbos, you should eat these things. Kazim b'sefer chasidim simen shin sadi. Deshumim mevatlin taiva. He writes that garlic will take away taiva. Rakshumin seluyim marvim zera. But if you roast it, that's something else. Raw garlic is not good, but roasted garlic will increase the zera. Od Kasi writes further, called Vra Meluchim Amatim, things that are salty will minimize zera, v'chen kidneys and beans, v'adashim mevusholim and cooked lentils, kishain meluchim, if it's not salted, marbim will increase zera. Now the notes on the side bring that this idea of eating garlic Erev Shabbos or Friday night, is actually Tekhanes Ezra, the Gemara says, Tekhanes Ezra have garlic Friday night. So the Stipe would say, if that's the case, you should have a kazais. So Chaim Kanievsky said no. If someone needs a skula for children, we'll talk to Tom, take a kazais. But to Mekayim, the Indian, he says, mashahu. Even a mashahu. Even a mashahu is fine. Goes on to say that by the stipe, there's a big thing. Make sure everyone in the house had garlic, says, even the singles. Doesn't have to be married. Tekhanes Ezra, you should have a habit. There's many reasons why they say Tekhanes Ezra. We don't know all the reasons. So he would give it out to Bnei Beisa, even those that were not yet married. As far as girls are concerned, so he brings from Rabbi Yisrochan Zonnefeld that they're not part of this takana, they don't have to have garlic. So,
Mela. Should be roasted garlic.
Yes, it has to be roasted. You don't, not raw garlic. Roasted, he gives a whole recipe. You roast it a little, you put a little oil in the pan, until it gets a little color to it, a little brown, then you take it off the flame, by then it's taken away the harshness of the garlic. And the halacha is, raw garlic is shahakal. But if you fry it up a little bit, then it becomes adama. So you have to make it that the sharpness goes out, and fry it up a little bit, and there are people who are makbid to have Friday night, to have garlic. Sivkan beis, habriyim. So the oina for a healthy Talmid Chacham is Friday night to Friday night. Lafuki chelusha koichas, as opposed to someone who's weak, ena chayav maklefi koichon. You can't obligate them more than they have koichas for. Sifkan gil meleil Shabbos v'chulu from Friday night to Friday night. Hainu levad leil tevila. That's excluding the night of immersion. That's a separate mitzvah oina. V'tzorach lihizoher, and one has to be careful. Shekodem shegila halayla, that before that night comes, he should show extra affection and love with his wife. Obviously, you don't get into a fight on Friday. This is a Bach. So the Bach writes that obviously you don't get into machlokes and arguments. And if during the week you did get into fights and arguments with your wife, make sure to make up by Friday afternoon. And that's all part of the mitzvah of Oyna for Friday night. Se'if Beis. Mutter livo lechatchila besula b'Shabbos. If a person gets married before Shabbos and the kal is still a besula Friday night, it's mutter to have biyah Friday night. Ve'ein b'mishum choyvel. There's no issue of choyvel. Ve'lo b'mishum tzarla. We don't worry about the fact that there's discomfort. It's mutter Friday night. Mishtabur sefkan dal mishum choyvel. Why isn't it issue choyvel? The Gemara says the dam mifkid pocket. The blood is already collected. The Hanim mean to say, Shadam Besulim Einam Muvla Bekase Beis Harechem. the blood of the basulim is not absorbed in the walls of the body. Rather, it's already gathered as if it was collected in some kind of vessel. And all he does is open it up to let the blood out. So it's not considered choyvel. Some say that in a place where the minig has spread to be strict, ein lahakel lohem, don't be lenient. If the place is machmer, if they machmer, al hataz kasav, but the taz writes chalila la'asos isa bezeh. No way, you can't make such an iser. Ube beirur shomati shachasidim ge'oni olam nagu ba'atzmam hetem bezeh. And it's clear that I've heard that great pious people ge'onim were makel for themselves in this matter. Al kein ein chesach chumah bezeh klal. There is absolutely no concern and no reason to machmer. Va'machmer einu elam min hamatmiyin. Someone who's machmir is a pelt. So wonder, what are you machmir? So sometimes you say ha-machmir yachmir. Here, no, there's no machmir yachmir. You're machmir, so you're matmien. What are you doing? The ayin l'kamon, simen shin lamates, because you're not going to have a look later on in simen shin lamates. The chathchila ra'ui l'yachadon achra chupa yichud gomba kodim ha-shabbos. Ideally, if they made the chasna erev Shabbos, that they should have a full yichud before Shabbos starts. The yesh oim, because some say the chuppah shalom l'mikri chuppah, that our chuppah isn't really chuppah. V'm ken kishis yachto achach b'Shabbos, if they do yichud on Shabbos, yachach kekoyne kinyan b'Shabbos, you make an acquisition on Shabbos. If you don't get married on Shabbos, so you don't make the kinyan on Shabbos. So if the wedding was erev Shabbos, so just make sure to do a full-fledged yichud erev Shabbos before Shabbos starts, that the kinyan should be finished before Shabbos, and there's no shahs of making kinyan on Shabbos.